Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. So I promised you that we would have a guest with us. Rashonda Fuller was going to be here today. Well, it turns out overnight she's developed laryngitis. So she can't. We heard her squeaking. And she's okay. She's going to be fine. So we're going to continue to march. We ask her to take care of herself, and we'll get her back again on the show again another day. But you and I are going to continue to march because I still want to talk about what she was going to talk about. She was going to talk about social media. I want to talk about social media. And I am, you know, I'm not some starry-eyed social media guru. And I'm not in love with social media, but I use it. My company uses it, and we use it, you know, as effectively as a lot of people do, but we use it effectively enough. And I think that would probably be a benchmark many small business owners would like to be able to say, but most don't. And so I'm going to remind you of some research that I may have told you about a couple of weeks ago in just a little bit. But let me back up and say, when I say that I'm not in love with social media, what I mean by that is I don't think it's going to be a silver bullet for you. I've never said that. I've always said that social media is just another way to go to market. You've heard me say this before. You've heard me call myself the social media heretic. That's in my book, which has been out for a couple of years, a year and a half. So, which I wrote before that, right? So the evidence is there that I was calling myself. In fact, if you've been listening to my show for a while, you know that I was calling myself the social media heretic about 8 years ago. And the reason is a heretic is someone who is a true believer, but who doesn't like the status quo. And someone who believes in the fundamental at hand, social media, but doesn't care for the craze that was going on at the time, where people were acting like social media, this is going to save you. This is going to be the be all end all. This is all we'll ever do in the future. Well, I said in those days, I said, okay, let's take a deep breath. Let's try not to get the vapors here, and let's try not to swoon and faint and get gushing with our language. This is social media is for business now. I'm talking about not personal. That's a whole other world. The personal side of social media, I don't even want to, you know, I don't want to get inside that head. But for business, social media is a tool. It's another way of finding out where your customers are hanging out. See, for years, they only hung out in a newspaper, with a newspaper in front of them. Or they only hung out listening to the radio. Or they only hung out watching television. Or they only hung out looking at a billboard as they drove down the road, right? Or something like that. So there were really, when we talked about a blitz, I remember the old days when we did an ad blitz. It included radio buys. It included TV buys. It included print ads. And it included billboards. Literally all four of those. Maybe even a magazine thrown in. The print ad would be magazines, newspapers. So those were the three primary ones, and that's where people hung out. And if you covered though that landscape, you were golden. If you had a product people wanted, they'd buy it. You could be successful. Many people had so-so products for the 20th century, just so-so products. But they did an ad blitz like that, and they sold the heck out of their stuff because that was where people were hanging out. Well, guess what? All social media did was give people new places to hang out. And we know that, for example, the younger generation, they're spending a lot more time on social media. Well, heck, more and more people, regular folks, regular folks, older generations are doing the same thing. And for business, what that means is, all it means is that there are more than those four places that people hang out. They're watching less television. Maybe, I don't know about the radio, maybe a little bit less radio, but probably not, because radio, you don't have to be, you can be driving and listening to radio, but you can't be driving watching television or watching social media. You shouldn't be, really, at least. But radio, you can still do that. But what I'm saying is that social media is just another place for their eyeballs to be focused, where they hang out. And that's all. That's all it is. It's media. And as you know, I don't even like the term social media. I said that for years. I've been saying I don't, for business purposes, I do not like the term social media. I don't like it at all. I like to think of it as developing customer communities and finding people in new communities with using the new media. I don't mind calling it new media because it is new media, right? YouTube is pretty darn new media relative to the 20th century Madison Avenue type of media. And Facebook certainly is. Twitter certainly is. Twitter's an animal all its own. LinkedIn is a business environment. Like, if I had LinkedIn when I was selling on commission, if I'd had LinkedIn, I'd already be retired in the south of France right now. Well, maybe not France, but you get what I'm talking about. I mean, if you're in sales and you're not using LinkedIn, if you're not maximizing LinkedIn as a social media tool and you're in sales, then you're a fool. You got to do it, folks. You got to use social media. It's a new tool. It's where the eyeballs are some of the time now. New places where people hang out. So don't fall in love with it. Just use it. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.